Busy Show on ResolutionRDO.com, and that was part of Jordan Page's song, The Persecution of Schaefer Coffey. We want to welcome you to the show tonight. We have a very special show this evening, and we do have Liberty singer-songwriter Jordan Page, who will be coming on a little bit later in the show to talk about Schaefer Coffey and to kind of give us more information about it. And I do believe that we have our co-host on right now with us. Dizzy, is that you?
Hi, it's me, Kat.
Awesome. Let me get you off the speaker. I'm sorry, I had my phone on speaker so we could hear the song. Yeah, welcome. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. I'm fine. So
okay.
Did the song not go through because you were playing it on speaker?
Well, it did play up to a point, but I mean, he's got just part of it on there. I think the rest of it's on YouTube.
Okay.
So I actually just, played it on there. So, running the board tonight and kind of watching for when Jordan comes on and stuff. And I think we may have another caller calling in a little bit later, and that is Will. But I'm not real sure if he's coming on for sure. So,
okay.
Did you have a chance to read up on Schaefer Coffey's story?
I couldn't hear you. Say that again.
Did you have an opportunity to read up on the story of Schaefer Coffey?
Only what I read last weekend, or I should say the beginning of this week. But I didn't have time to read up on the story that you had posted, I guess, earlier today maybe, or earlier this week. But I did get quite a bit of info from last weekend, so that was helpful.
Awesome.
And
yeah,
I'm looking forward to hearing Jordan call in. I can't wait. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited as well. And just to give our listeners a little bit of background about who Schaefer Coffey is. Schaefer Coffey is a well-known Second Amendment lobbyist who he had won 38% of the vote in a state house election. Okay. In Alaska, he became the subject of an intense FBI investigation after he angered state and federal authorities by openly accusing them of drug trafficking and child prostitution. And the story that ensues, I mean, it's just unreal what happened. And he is now, it's been 8 years in a federal prison, one of the worst ones in Indiana. And
one of the worst ones in the country.
In the country, yeah.
It's in Indiana. It's one of the worst ones in the country.
Yeah, it is.
It's a shithole.
I'm anxious for him to come on the show and talk about this and to kind of elaborate a little bit more, because when Jordan jumps on a cause when he sees corruption and something unjust. I mean, he throws himself into it completely, but he doesn't tie himself to things that he hasn't looked into thoroughly. So this is when I'm kind of interested to hear how he got involved with this as well. Okay. And I mean, I could read to you the article if folks want to look this up. It's at freeschaefer.com story. And it's the story of what happened. And it involves being set up. It involves Child Protective Services being sicked on him to take their two-week-old daughter away, trying to threaten him, his family. It involves kidnapping him and his family and putting him in an attic for 21 days. It's just unreal what happened to him. And so this is something people need to be aware of. the accusations that were brought against him, the allegations. It was thrown out by, you know, the courts there in Alaska, and it was the feds who picked it up. And they picked it up because of who was being accused and the people involved. I mean, it's unreal. There's a name that has popped up as I've been reading through this, Bill Fulton. And what Bill Fulton was, the FBI agent who was one of them that was after him. And was, I think he was FBI. Let me see. He's former Army, and
I can't remember either.
He's also, he's like former Ron Paul guy, but he's a classic libertarian supposedly, but he's actually very statist, and he was a tool in trying to take Schaefer Cox down, which, you know, he did. But sometimes people are more about themselves and their own, their own egos, their own stories, and about what's right or true or just. They don't have a good moral bearing. And so I believe that was the case with Bill Fulton. And so he was easily used as a tool in this thing, and very happy to be a part of that, which makes me sick. Not everybody who joins a cause, like the Ron Paul Revolution, you know, there were many people who jumped on the wagon for all sorts of reasons. And some was to advance themselves. You know, unfortunately, we saw that. And, you know, they liked his message initially, and every, you know, they were getting swept up in it. And then when it came to crunch time and to what they were really doing there, then you began to see them fall off, or, you know, go off in their own areas. And when I say fall off, they would go back into the status quo Republican thinking. I saw a lot of it. And, you know, that's just all that is. It's never need to be alarmed when people show their true intent and true color. It just helps you to know, and it kind of bends the herd, so to speak, so that you have people who are standing by your side whose intentions are true, and those are the people, you know, you can count on, you know. And I think that's a good thing. And unfortunately for Schaefer Cox, someone who claimed to be on the same side wasn't. And, so it's interesting. It's really interesting to read the story. But anyway, so I am excited to have Jordan on this evening, and I would like to encourage our listeners, you get a chance to listen to Jordan's music. This is just one song, The Persecution of Schaefer Cox, that he recently wrote and recorded, but he's got a lot of music on YouTube. If you Google his name, you'll find his website where you can purchase downloads or albums and get CDs, and he has some amazing music, and goes back quite a ways. Very talented, gifted young man. We play his music here on the Cat and Dizzy Show, and we play it because of the message. So if you're someone who really prizes freedom and personal liberty, and you would like to hear some music that's written by someone who really has a grasp of what's going on, I would strongly recommend that you listen to Jordan Page's music. And in this case, you know, with Schaefer Cox, you know, we're bringing this to the forefront for people who aren't aware of what's going on. But this is a movement of people who have come together and have said, let's bring him, let's get him out of there. He doesn't belong there. He's been there 8 years. He's got a family. He was framed. He was set up. He was not allowed to admit evidence into court. People lied. I mean, it was crazy what went on. You know, the whole story of everything.
The first trial that he went through, which I'm sure Jordan can fill us in on all of this stuff, but I am aware that the first trial that he went through was thrown out for lack of evidence.
Yes.
And then they brought in a retired judge. And when I say retired, I'm pretty sure dude couldn't hear, and, you know, he was definitely past retirement age. They brought him in, and then he was sentenced at that point by that judge for what, 26 years?
26 years, yeah.
So now he is serving time in a prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, which is one of the worst prisons in the whole United States. And we could get into that whole part of the story also, because the prison, I told you I was all weird. The prison system is extremely corrupt. And, you know, in some cases, they even, I mean, talk about child trafficking and so on, and they will sentence children 17, 16 years old to prisons so that they can be used as pretty much as sex slaves in there. Happens all the time. The court system is completely corrupt. It needs to be, I don't even know where do you start to fix that problem. Judges are corrupt, and I'm just, yeah, I don't even care. I'm saying it. I don't care.
Yeah.
The whole system is screwed up.
Yeah, it is. And even, I mean, you've got victimless crimes. Those who are, what do I want to say? They're non-violent offenders, sticking them in prisons for things like an ounce of marijuana or things that are just ridiculous. They end up with all this time. And then you see situations, you know, we had, it's been probably 30 years ago in the town that I lived in. There was a man who, in the heat of passion and anger at his wife, killed her, murdered her in cold blood in front of their two very young children. He served 18 months and got out, got the kids, and was on with the next woman. We're all in shock. I'm like, he murdered his wife. And she was actually a nice person. I mean, she was someone that I had
a
friend who knew her
very
well.
She was actually a nice person.
I mean, she wasn't
someone
like,
who deserved it.
Yeah. I guess what I'm saying, there was no provocation. There was no, you know, sometimes I look at it and say, yeah, you know, she was stabbing you with a knife, though, in self-defense, or I don't know. But no, it was a crazy situation where he had found someone else, and, you know, and so he went home and he was angry and whatever, and he killed her in front of the two small children. And then 18 months and cut off. We're all like, what just happened here? And then you hear about people that are in prison for years because they had some marijuana or something, you know, and it's just, it's ridiculous. And it is very corrupt.
Right.
A lot of money. Yeah.
Yes, and they're put into prisons that are full of extremely violent, extremely freaky, bizarre people that are just emotionally, mentally, they're basically, they're animals. They're straight up animals. Don't look at them wrong because they'll behead you. And the prison that's in Terre Haute, I hear, is, you know, that's what happens there. They behead people. They stab people. People are murdered there. It's one of the highest Muslim, well, I don't know if it's one of the highest Muslim prisons, but I do know that there is a lot of Muslim prisoners that are there, and they do beheadings pretty often.
Gosh.
So, you know, and the thing is these prisons aren't talked about. You don't hear about what goes on. I would imagine that if somebody's loved one was murdered in there, it sure is not all over the news. You can't even report stuff like that because they probably wouldn't put it on the air in most cases because they don't want the bad rap. And not to mention the fear-mongering that would go on with it and so on and so forth. Stuff like that doesn't get reported for the most part. It's just swept under the rug and hopefully, you know, because people don't have a voice. They don't really have a way to get that information out there. So.
Right. Absolutely. And it looks like, and I don't mean to interrupt, it looks like we have a caller right now. And I'm going to see if that's Jordan and bring him on the show. Okay?
Okie doke.
Okay, go. Hi there, caller.
Hi, this is Jordan Page.
Hi, Jordan. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Well,
how are you guys
doing?
Being on.
I'm sorry if there's a little bit of background noise. I am a father of many children. And I'm
a father
also,
of many
also,
children.
I am, and I'm also a farmer, and I literally just got done milking a goat. And I'm in the process of straining the crud out of it and getting it cold. You got to get goat milk cold really quickly, or it gets that cheesy taste. Otherwise, it's really, really good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. No, not a problem. That is a happy.
More information than you wanted, huh?
Actually, you know what? That is a wonderful pastoral, homey scene in my head. And just hearing children playing and laughing and doing things at home, and you've got goat milk. I think it's the coolest thing in the world.
It's pretty awesome.
So, yeah.
It's really good milk. You know, goat
awesome.
Milk is the closest thing to breast milk in nature of any other types of milk.
Okay, well.
I have heard that.
John, it's outside.
It's good in a pinch. When you're nursing a baby, it's good in a pinch. Absolutely.
That's true.
That's awesome.
So,
yeah.
So how are we doing tonight, ladies? What's the good word?
The word is Schaefer Cox. We're doing well. But the word tonight, you know, we've picked up on the story of Schaefer Cox and what happened and the corruption involved, and that whole story is just absolutely, just mind-boggling that something like that could go down. And so we wanted to bring you on the show to make others aware as well, and to let them know, you know, the first step is awareness, and then the second step is, of course, acting. What can we do to free Schaefer Cox? How can we help him? And so we're going to ask you, although we've touched on some of this, and we're also talking about the prison system, you know, the corruption in the prison system and everything, but if you could, Jordan, would you kind of share with us Schaefer Cox's story and how you became involved with this?
Oh, I'd love to. So Schaefer is an American political prisoner. He's being held illegally in a what amounts to a black site prison, meaning it is outside congressional oversight. It did not go through the congressional approval process. It is known as Little Guantanamo by those who work there and are housed there. And the reason for that is that it contains mostly inmates from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. So, and most of those prisoners are radical Muslims, members of ISIS, the Middle Eastern terrorist population is almost the entirety of the inmate population there. So Schaefer is a very interesting case where the full power of the state was weaponized against this man for speaking truth to power and calling out power systems that were doing some pretty heinous stuff, particularly child sex trafficking, drug trafficking in Alaska. Schaefer was running for office, young guy in his 20s, Ron Paul, libertarian, and he was running for office, and he won 38% of the vote in his first bid for a House seat in Alaska. Anytime that he would call a public meeting, hundreds and hundreds of people would show up. Just all the same qualities that attracted us to Ron Paul were all present in Schaefer, and still are. And as he was an Alaskan delegate to the Continental Congress of 2009, and just was making a big splash. While he was running for office, he discovered through his potential constituents that there was a massive child sex trafficking and drug trafficking ring being perpetrated by CPS, the court system, the police, corruption, all the way to the top, and in Alaska. And you know, if you've covered any of these subjects before, you know, Pizzagate and whatnot, you know, the satanic sex ring cult, you'll know what I'm talking about. And
we did a show on Pizzagate. Yes, we know all about that one. Go ahead.
Okay, gotcha. Well, he was calling these people out by name, and was really making a big splash, and he was targeted for that reason. So for 2 years, he was under surveillance by the FBI. They sent in two career criminal informants to surveil him, to record him, to videotape him. And for 2 years, they tried to the best of their ability to get him to incite him to violence, to get him to agree to do some sort of violent act. And what they didn't count on was Schaefer is a voluntarist and believes in non-aggression. And so he always said no because he doesn't believe in that. He actually, one of his famous quotes is, if they ever come for me, I'm going to pull a Gandhi, not a Rambo. And in the end, they because they were unsuccessful at getting to incite him to violence, there were two serious attempts made on his life and his family's lives, his wife and two children. He actually sought help from a local military base, and when he got there, the MPs told him that there were federal agents that had just been there bragging about how they were going to take care of the Schaefer-Cox problem once and for all. And so he tried to get out of the state. One of the informants, posing as his friend, set him up for assassination, planted an unregistered gun in his vehicle, and sent him to go meet with a trucker who was going to get him and his wife and children out of Alaska because he knew that they were trying to kill him. When they got there to the place where they were supposed to meet the supposed trucker who didn't exist, it was a SWAT-style ambush. The owner of the property happened upon the scene miraculously, and so that's most likely why they weren't all killed. That being said, he was not killed that day. He was arrested, and when they don't have anything to arrest to charge you with, they charge you with conspiracy. So they charged Schaefer with conspiracy to murder federal agents and solicitation to murder federal agents, as well as some really bogus weapons charges. Now, when it went to trial, it was an Alaska state trial, and it was thrown out. This is one of the most important things that people need to understand. The case was thrown out for lack of evidence. They played all the FBI's tapes in the hearings, and it was thrown out for lack of evidence. It was a total farce. While he was still incarcerated, however, the federal government superseded its jurisdiction and decided to try him again illegally outside of their jurisdiction to try him. They don't have the jurisdiction to try him for these supposed crimes. But they did anyway because they do what they want. And they couldn't find a federal judge to hear the case because no federal judge wanted anything to do with this and because it had already been thrown out. So they got a retired judge, hard of hearing, brought him out of retirement to hear the case. The prosecution in that case were well known for misconduct and withholding evidence. They withheld over 500 pages of exculpatory evidence that would have set Schaefer free. And the judge refused to allow those FBI tapes to be played in court. So in the absence of all the evidence proving his innocence, and having moved the trial from Alaska down to Washington so that none of Schaefer's witnesses could testify on his behalf, a jury found him guilty. And the judge sentenced him to 26 years. Now,
amazing.
It's incredible. He has spent 7 of those years in Terre Haute, Indiana, in a communications management unit. CMU. There are two CMUs that we know of, one in Marion, Illinois. He was sent there initially, but again, mostly Muslim population. Schaefer's a Christian. There were attempts made on his life, so they moved him to an even worse prison in Terre Haute. And he's one of about 4 or 5 what they call balancers in this prison, which means they don't want to be accused of only having one demographic of inmates, so they throw a handful of non-Muslim inmates in there to make it okay. And those men are terribly persecuted and are all marked for death. Now, back in November, there was an incident where Schaefer was sitting in a room with the other 5 men who were Christians in this prison, and they were praying together with a Bible and singing hymns. They were ambushed by a larger inmate force, and one of the men was seized His hands were tied behind his back. He was stabbed in the heart, and then his head was cut off with a homemade garrote right in front of Schaefer and these other men. Another inmate was stabbed 12 times. Miraculously, he survived by the grace of God, and by the time the SWAT team got there, the rest of the men were able to escape. The guards did nothing. They went and hid in a room and locked the door. They did not try to help this man. It took about 12 to 15 minutes for this murder to take place, and all of the non-Christians in there are marked for death. Schaefer told me that that there have been a lot of different people that have come to that prison over the years he's been there that were not Muslims, and they all end up converting to Islam to avoid persecution, torture, and murder. And he is one of very few who has held tight to his faith, and he's told me he's going to follow Jesus to the end. So, you know, torture by the prison staff is routine. Just like it was in Guantanamo Bay, they do 4-point shackling to their beds. They tie them in humiliating stress positions for hours at a time. They use extreme temperature variations, too hot to even touch the floor, so cold that it freezes the water in the toilet. They use starvation. Schaefer has scurvy. Many of the other prisoners also have scurvy and beriberi, which are starvation-related diseases. They also do extreme sleep deprivation. They wake them up every 30 minutes. That'll drive a person insane. They also put them in pitch-black solitary confinement for months at a time. Schaefer was in solitary for so long once that he forgot what a human face even looked like. So this is happening on American soil. This is not happening in Siberia. This is happening on American soil, right under our noses. And it just so happens there's a famous prisoner that it's happening to. Now, I got involved in all this. I've heard Schaefer's name many times over the years and just never looked it up. You know, I don't know why. You know, I think it was for such a time as this. Okay, so I knew who he was. I knew he was a prisoner. I know people who know him, but I never read the story. I never took the time to actually read it. I've done a lot of other things instead, but I never looked at him. And I was at an event last June, and somebody walked up to me and handed me a book. And said it was called The Lost Lyrics of Schaefer Cox, with his face on the cover. And I, knowing his name, I accepted the book, and I thanked the person, and I read it, and it just about broke my heart. I went and learned everything I could learn about Schaefer. At freeschaefer.com, you can find the entire story. I've left a lot of details out. You can learn the entire story about Schaefer, what he went through, what his family's gone through. There are documentary films that have been made about him and his case. There are links to sign pledges for his release. There are or petitions, I should say. There are places to pledge donations to his legal fund, freeschaefer.com, FreeSchaeffer. And so I went and I contacted a friend I know who knew him. We talked about me doing a song for him. She introduced me to Schaefer's Angels, which is a nonprofit organization that handles his legal defense fund and advocates for him. And they loved the idea. They helped me to produce a new song, which I've written, called The Persecution of Schaefer Cox. I was writing this song around the time that I found out about the murder I described to you a minute ago. It weighed heavy on my heart, and I'm sorry to burden your souls with it too, but it needs to be known. It needs to be talked about. Schaefer was actually punished in solitary for a month for leaking that information to his lawyer. The prison has tried to cover it up, but the truth will set us free. So I wrote the song, and we produced a music video for it, and we released it on March 10th, which was the anniversary of his unlawful arrest. So now we're doing, myself and Angela Clemens, the president of Schaefer's Angels, are doing a national press campaign to speak his name and make his case known, and to garner public support for him, and to send people to the website to donate to the legal fund, because he's got 4 motions right now that are being considered for his release. Something very important for everyone listening to this to know is 2 years ago in August of 2017, his solicitation charge was dropped. So it stands to reason that if there is no solicitation, there can be no conspiracy. Now, one of the judges in Schaefer's case just ordered that all the exculpatory evidence withheld by the prosecution to be released. This is a major big deal because he has a resentencing coming up in 2019 in November. It's already been rescheduled three times. Right now it's for November 2019. And that evidence could conceivably set him free. There have been petitions sent directly to President Trump for a presidential pardon, which would be ideal. But the judge ordering that this evidence be released is a huge deal, and Schaefer's solicitation charge is dropped. So all he has hovering over him is conspiracy, which honestly was negated itself by the dropping of the solicitation charge. But this is the government we're talking about. So this could set him free, and we need people to help with the legal fund because that's where the battle's taking place. We're also asking people to pray for Schaefer because that's where the real battle takes place.
Yeah.
So that's what I know.
Yeah. Well, you know a lot. Thank you so much for bringing that. And we said that from the beginning of the show too. And this isn't just to get information out, but to raise support for this. And we want people to be aware. We want, obviously, but we'd like to see them on board for this in any way that they possibly can be. Dizzy actually lives in the state of Indiana and was talking about that prison and had brought up some of the same things that you had stated, but not relative to, like, the beheadings, but not realizing what he had gone through and those men that were with him, and that one was stabbed in the heart and beheaded right in front of him. I mean, that just the fact that that's going on, like you said, on soil here, and you think, okay, who's accountable for that? We have people in public positions who are accountable for what is going on in that place. It needs to be shut down. I mean, it does.
Freedom
just
of,
like,
Information Act,
like,
requests. FOIA, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but FOIA requests have revealed that it's not run by any government agency. So the government doesn't have to tell us who owns it or who runs it.
Hmm.
It needs
to let that
down.
Sink in. I agree.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that, yeah, it's, you know what, and I don't mean to sound like a vigilante. I'll sound like a vigilante. But when the processes stop working, and I understand, you know, Rambo versus Gandhi, but there is a time to take up arms. There is a time where you say enough is enough. This is a just cause. And that place needs to be shut down. And however that needs to happen, needs to happen. You talk about Guantanamo Bay, and I always think of, in Fallujah, where was it? Abu Ghraib. And those were our people who were doing torture and everything that was going on and how horrible it was. And to think that that's going on right now on U.S. soil and that there's no accountability whatsoever for what's happening. And then on top of that, his situation, he's completely innocent, was set up. Can I ask a question just off the top of my mind? The name Bill Fulton, does that ring a bell?
It does. Bill Fulton is one of the FBI informants that did the most, probably one of them that did the most harm to Schaefer and set him up. He wrote a book apparently about, like, his exploits and bragging about what he did, putting an innocent man in prison. But he was actually harassing me on Twitter, commenting on every post that I did. I ended up having to block him, and I'm not. Other people have told me the same. Whenever they post about Schaefer Cox, he's right there. In fact, the day that I blocked Bill Fulton on Twitter, I was that night. I did a Facebook Live interview with a gal named Trisha Stewart. She's got a big following, and we had about 1,600 people watching and live. And we talked for half an hour.
I think I was watching.
Were you there? Yeah. I sang a song. We talked for half an hour. As soon as I brought up the name Schaefer Cox, within a minute and a half, 2 minutes, the Facebook live feed was shut down. She got back on and was not allowed to add me back to the conversation. So the same day that I blocked Bill Fulton. So I find that highly suspect and very interesting. He's out there. He claims to be in the witness protection program somewhere in Texas. I don't know. I don't care. He's a nobody, and anyone who brags about putting an innocent man in prison is just a pretty awful person.
He's actually a narcissist. Bill Fulton used to be on board with the Ron Paul movement, claims to be a libertarian. We were discussing that earlier as well, that people get involved with movements, they jump on the bandwagon for their own reasons, and sometimes it's to make a name for themselves. And in the end, you know, it's in the herd when you have people who claim to be on board with the same thing, and then they act like this. It's like, oh, now I know what you are. You're not one of us. That's okay, because when we link arms, I want to link arms with somebody who has the same heart I do, someone I can depend on. That man is a piece of poo. I'm sorry, but reading what he did and all to make a name for himself, he's a narcissist. You're right, he is a nobody. He's a little man who wants to be a big man, but the fact that he would be a part of that and be complicit and to be a tool in that, it just reveals what he is. It's sickening. So, yeah, Bill Fulton, wherever you are, yeah, you need to repent.
Suck it.
God have mercy on your soul. You are, yeah, there you go. He's just, yeah, you have no one suspect. None. What you did was horrific. So, yeah.
And Jordan,
shame on him.
I just want to bring attention that that I didn't know who Schaefer Cox was until your song came out. And then once that happened, Kat and I had started talking about it, and I was just so impressed with what you're doing. I'm sure that Schaefer Cox is, you know, very appreciative of what you're trying to bring to the table. And I would like to do whatever I can to help. And I'm sure that there's other people that are listening that would like to also. So we're going to put up some links and so on and so forth to try to bring more attention to his story. Because it's so sad.
It's incredibly sad. But I tell you this, you know, and I appreciate you saying that. Like, he is, through all this horror and through the last 8 years of not being able to touch his children, you know, and losing his marriage and not, you know, and having no love or human contact in the last 8 years and being tortured and seeing murders, and he has maintained his faith and his humanity. He's a surprisingly upbeat. I've spoken to him on the phone once, and you know, I got a chance to play the song for him. I got to sing it to him with my guitar just over the phone, and he told me that, you know, he could hear my kids in the background playing just off in the distance, and he told me that he loved the song and thanked me for it. And he said, you know, I haven't really heard a child's voice in years. And he said that hearing their voices while I sang the song reminded him that there is a real world out there beyond the godless cold walls of that prison, and that he had lost the ability to cry years ago. It's like something that just dies in you when you're in a violent environment for years on end. You lose the ability to cry. And he had lost the ability to cry, and he told me that listening to my kids' voices and that song made him feel like he could again. And so, you know, like that, those are things that I don't ever forget. Like, you know, I wrote the song for Lavoie Finicum, our Arizona rancher who was murdered by federal agents 3 years ago in Oregon. And, you know, his daughter called me 3-4 days after I put it on YouTube and said that, like 3-4 days after he was killed, I wrote it the night he was killed, and she said that you know, she wanted to let me know that the whole family was at their ranch watching this video of me singing this song, and they were watching it over and over again, and it was a great comfort because they, you know, they were sitting there just full of fear and sadness and pain and anger and that losing him, and because he was larger than life to all of them. And it comforted them and told them that their dad wasn't going to be forgotten, that his name would live on through this song. And so, like, you know, like those are the kinds of things, like what Schaefer said to me too, that are my motivation. They're a huge part of my motivation. Mm-hmm. And I want to let people know that when you buy the song, it's only like $1, you know. You can get it on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, CDBaby.com. 50% of every sale of that song goes right to the foundation to pay for Schaefer's legal fund. So, you know, every time someone downloads the song, you know, half the proceeds go directly to the foundation to help Schaefer. I also donate from my own portion of that too. But just so everyone understands that when you buy the song, half of it goes to Schaefer.
I went to your website, and what I got was just a short clip of it. I was looking for the download and couldn't find it. I wanted to upload it to our page. I wanted to purchase it and upload it to the page. So I ended up just holding my phone up to the computer because I couldn't find the download. But that song is available for sale now. Then we're going to get it and put it up on the show. We want to make sure that this is a story that isn't forgotten. This isn't something we don't talk about again. You know, Pizza Hut, Pizza Gate. We did the show, and I was like, I never want to talk about this again because it's so dark and it's so horrific, and yet we have touched on it again. Well, when there is something like this, I think we need to use our voice and bring it up again and include that information again and keep that out there and play the music and make it available for people where to get those downloads so that they can also contribute in other ways to that foundation to make sure that, if they want to be a support and a part of that, they have a way to do it. And I keep thinking there's got to be a way to get that place shut down. You know, get him out, get that place shut down. That's just nuts. That is just insane. But I want to say it's a blessing as to hear you talk about the blessing that comes to you and when you get to do something like this. And I know how humble you are. You're like, okay, I'm God's handpiece and mouthpiece. I get to be used to help in something like this. And what a privilege. I was created to do this. Isn't it a neat thing as a singer and a songwriter to know that you are fulfilling your purpose and being a voice to help others in this way?
Well, I'm committed to doing whatever the Lord has, commanded me to do. And, there's been a lot of people that have sent me messages saying, you shouldn't be covering this, blah, blah, blah. A lot of the hosts of shows that I've been on that I've talked about this, people have barraged them with comments saying, you need to be careful, you shouldn't be covering this, this is blah, blah, blah. And, my answer to them is, if it was you that was sitting in that prison, if it was you that was being starved to death and tortured and wouldn't you want me to write a song about you and speak your name so the world didn't forget you? So, Jesus told his disciples that, when I was hungry, you clothed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was in prison, you visited me. And they said, when did we do this? And he said, whenever you did it for one of my brothers, you did it for me. For the least of my brothers, you did it for me. So I don't just do this for Schaefer. I do this for Jesus, too. I do it for anybody who's in the situation. There's a lot of political prisoners, just like Schaefer, that are sitting in prisons right now for literally nothing. And they're in there for years. Todd Engel is a great example. He showed up a day late to the Bundy protest, and he got 14 years in prison. He wasn't even there for the standoff, and he got 14 years. The main leaders of that entire thing were all exonerated, but Todd Engel somehow, for showing up and taking a few pictures, got 14 years and is in federal prison. So, there's a lot of guys that, Jerry DeLamis is another one. There's a whole list of political prisoners that are liberty people, that are patriots, that committed no crimes, none. But the state was weaponized against them, and they're languishing in prison too. But they're all almost always men of faith as well. So there is a spiritual component to this, and we need to be vigilant. People need to be calling, the senators and congressmen from Indiana, letting them know that there's a secret black site prison that tortures the prisoners, and there's covers up murders of Christians there. They need to know this stuff. There needs to be public pressure put on them to do something about it, to investigate it. And more, the purpose of me doing all this is to get people to help Schaefer. You help him first and foremost through prayer, second by going to freeschaefer.com and donating to the legal fund. Get on the email list. You can get Schaefer's letters, his regular updates and letters from prison. He has a new book coming out that it's called His Letters from Prison. It's about 300 pages. Schaefer is an incredible writer. He's just a brilliant author. I think this book is going to blow people's minds. It's just so good. And I'm going to be doing some work editing and doing some graphics and maybe even a foreword to it. And, you know, just he needs help with his legal defense fund. I mean, that's number one. So if you can go to freeschafer.com, learn all you can. You can see the music video we did for the song. It's called The Persecution of Schaefer Cox. It's the very first thing you see when you get under the website at freeschafer.com. You can go to jordanpagemusic.com as well and see it there. And again, it's on iTunes, Amazon. It's on basically every download digital site where you can get music. It's there. So, but cdbaby.com is the site where the foundation will keep the most money. That's where we have the best ratio of sale to profit. So, if you can go to cdbaby.com and download it there, that would be ideal. And it's under my name, Jordan Page. So I appreciate you guys having me on to talk about it. I mean, it's a story that needs to be told. Schaefer is one of us. You know, he's no different than me. You know, I mean, he literally did. He committed no crime. This is thought crime. You know, and it's just an absolute travesty of justice that this has been done to him. So.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jordan.
Absolutely.
And I want to thank you for all you do too. Your music is beautiful. There's so much information in your songs, and I really, really just enjoy it. And I'm glad that Kat introduced me to you through this show and other places, and I'm just glad to have been able to hear you and enjoy your music. And I appreciate everything
you
do.
You.
And
I
love your little farm
too.
And family. Your little farm and family
you,
is so cute.
Yeah, we're going to be, we're raising up some really good kids to be good people and with a liberty mindset. We're raising them in a clean, free environment. And it's just, you know, God has been very good to us, and we're just trying to be obedient to him and do what he's called us to do, which is always speak the truth.
That's right. Absolutely.
So.
And that is awesome. And I want to say thank you to Jordan very much. And what a privilege it has been to know you these years. And
we've known each other a long time, haven't we?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. It was back since 2012, I think.
Yeah,
2012.
It's been a while.
At the Iowa Shuffle. But yeah, and just what, and I get why you're doing it, which is really awesome. And for someone to say, well, you shouldn't talk about that, you shouldn't get involved, you might get hurt. Really? I think of the blood that was shed for me. I think of those who paid a price for me, for my liberty and more. I am indebted. Therefore, it is my responsibility. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, no fear. No fear. Because you just do what's right, and it'll be okay either way. Heads I win, tails I win. I'm a winner either way. So, yeah. But thank you for coming on the show tonight and for telling everyone about Schaefer Cox's situation. And I'm horrified. I'm sick to my stomach just knowing where he's at and what he's going through. And
you know what gives me hope, Carol? You know what gives me hope is this all happened really mysteriously because remember I told you that this guy gave me Schaefer's book at an event? Well,
yeah.
Schaefer's book is, it's 60 songs that he wrote while he was in prison. Okay. And
really
what's really interesting about this is that he was moved from the prison in Illinois to the prison in Terre Haute. My understanding is he wrote the lyrics in the first facility, and then he was moved, and he was forced to abandon all of his papers. So those papers didn't go with him. They were found in some common room by someone we don't know who, whether it was a guard or whether it was a prisoner, and whoever it was smuggled them out of the prison, and then got them to Schaefer's team, who then published them into a book, and that book ended up in my hands. So if you think the hand of God isn't on this,
that's exactly what I was going to say.
Way off base.
You're blind.
You know,
blind.
Yeah, the hand of God was on those papers, and to get them into my hand to write this song for him. So I have absolute faith that the Lord's going to set him free, And eventually he's going to be standing on stage with me in front of thousands of people singing this song with me right next to me. So that's where we're headed.
Good. And I will be praying for him and, anxious for that day when he gets to hug his family and be back home with them. That will be a precious day.
Thank you. Thank you both.
I agree.
Thank you, Jordan.
Tell Mary and the kids hi.
I will do that.
We'll let you get back to your goat's milk and whatever else you do with it. Milk, cheese.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for coming on. Lisa. It was a pleasure, and we will share all this information as often as we can.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Have a good night. God bless you.
God bless you.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Well, Susie, I am absolutely blown away, and I'm thinking we might end the show a little early tonight. What do you think?
Oh, okay. You're going to play some Jordan Page?
I'm going to play some Jordan Page. But
I can take over the board.
I can take over the board
and start playing a bunch of shit. I'm not doing anything.
Okay, if you want to. You want to play a bunch of Jordan Page songs? That would be awesome.
Yeah,
I'll
play a couple. Go on.
Would you be okay with me signing off, or saying goodnight and signing off, or do you want to keep me on here, or what do you want to do? How do you want to end this thing? Because
it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. I can you can sign off if you'd like, and I'll just keep on playing. I do want to let's say a couple of the website, some of the stuff that will help the Schaefer Cox dealio, which would be the freeschaefer.com. That's where I'm going to go while I'm probably playing these songs. I'll probably go to freeschaefer.com, and then to order or purchase the song, which is really cool song. It's a really cool song.
CD Baby? CDBaby.com, Jordan Page, CDBaby.com, and that song would be on there. And he has it also on iTunes and Google, and, all over the place. And YouTube, if they want to just listen to it on YouTube before, they want to purchase it. But purchasing it, again, 50% of that does go to free Schaefer. But, when you go to the FreeSchaefer.com, you'll see who is Schaefer Cox, and then the song is on there and a whole lot of information, so that's a good place. I'll be sharing these links again on the page, our Facebook page, so that folks can go there and easily access it and get to it. If you want to do that, so when we get done here, I'll go ahead and share that information. But for those that are listening, really, this is important. That could be you. That could be me. This needs. So for Schaefer, yes, free Schaefer, get him out of there. But let's look at the bigger problem too. That place shouldn't exist on American soil. That needs to stop.
I'm just kind of curious as to where, if they were to able to shut down a prison, which is privately owned, I'm assuming somebody other than the government is controlling it. So if it's privately owned, I don't know what you can even do about that. But
and you know what? I'm going to
talk to
someone
who would they do with prisoners?
Be able to look into this. I'm going to look into this and see what I can find out, and check with my sources or resources and ask someone to look into this and get the background on it and what's going on with it. And then we're going to do everything we can to put an end to it, bring it to light. Make a big deal, make it stop, because that place should not exist. It shouldn't exist in Guantanamo Bay. It shouldn't exist. It shouldn't have happened in Abu Ghraib, and it damn sure shouldn't be happening on U.S. soil in Indiana. That needs to stop. So,
Guantanamo Bay right now is full of all kinds of child rapists and child traffickers right now. That's what I've heard, that's where Trump is sending all these pedophiles and so on and so forth, is to Guantanamo Bay. So,
yeah.
By the thousands.
And the thing,
you don't hear about
in
that.
My head, No, you don't hear about it. But the other thing is, I kind of wonder, and you don't know, like a Schaefer Cox, what are they calling him? You know what I mean?
Right.
Are these political? I think it's Siberia. There you go. Where did you send the political dissidents? You sent them to Siberia. What's happening? So we're told one thing we don't know because they're not out there talking about Schaefer Cox on the news.
No.
Really makes you wonder, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we know how it works and we understand how it goes down. So, again, just a responsibility there to get the word out. And people, we need to take the power back in our own hands. Your liberties are best protected, close to the individual. We need to do whatever is possible. Follow the processes first that are in place. You know, try to be peaceful. I think of what he said, you know, I will not be Rambo. I will be a Gandhi. Be a Gandhi. But there is a time. There is a time. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you come to your doorstep, it may be too late. There is a time. So, well, I am going to take over the board, Dizzy, go for it. And you just have fun with Jordan Page. And I should just get you his CD for his album, Liberty Album, because it's got that song listed on there that you like so well, too.
Yes.
Got a lot of good songs.
There's a few.
Seriously.
There's quite a few of his songs I really like. So, but we have a few on here, so we'll play some. I'm going to start with the ballad of, oh, I just lost it.
La Voix Pentecum?
Yes. I'm going to start with that,
yeah.
And I'm going to play
awesome.
It right now. Thank you very much, Kat, and I will see you next week.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Dizzy. Have a good night.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Bye.
What's up, everybody? This is Jordan Page. In light of the recent events in Oregon, I just wrote a song that I want to share with you. This is called The Ballad of La Voix Pentecum. Subtext, Cowboys Stand for Freedom.
He was a man who loved to walk the land, turn his cheek but also take a stand. Name carved in a store. carry
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.